And I was quite ambitious at that time, so I went for the Big Four consulting firms, I went for international organizations,
yeah.
You know, that type of either go big or go home. So I went home.
You can throw your hands up, you can beat the clock, you can move a mountain, you can break rocks, you can be a master, don't wait for luck, dedicate yourself and you go find yourself. Standing in the Hall of Fame, yeah.
Hello, welcome to another episode of The Bako Show. It's me, Bako Ambiana, your host. Today, I'm interviewing a very great person that I have known for quite some time, Mr. Hoga, the Managing Director of AMENA Africa. Welcome to the show. Thank you, welcome. My first thing I just wanted to like understand clearly is what do you do with AMENA?
So AMENA Africa, we're a Pan-African market advisory firm, and we work with clients to help them to understand, access, and grow in African markets. And we're set up across the continent, four hubs here in Accra, Lagos, Nairobi, and Cape Town. Mm-hmm. And from there, we serve sub-Saharan African markets.
You know, the most interesting thing is, I think we knew each other, I mean, way back maybe 2017 or 2018. I think, and at that time you were building, I think it's AMENA Trade and Investment.
Correct.
And so what's the difference between AMENA Trade and Investment and AMENA Africa?
Mm. So I think AMENA Africa was born out of AMENA Trade and Investment. When we started off, we saw a clear opportunity to provide the services we do in Africa. But at that time, I was still based in Europe, so we started building the firm from there and believed that, okay, we can work with local partners to do what we're doing. And then a bit later down the line, 2019, we thought, okay, and we have to go all in. We have to move the business where we do the business.
Mm.
And that's when we started off establishing the first company that was in Nairobi, Kenya. So I also moved back to Nairobi. Yeah, then the world went mad, 2020. We had nothing else to do than to found more companies, so we went for that. And yeah, the rest is, I believe, at this moment, history.
So you said you started AMENA Trade and Investment in Europe. Like, okay, so let me know, like where from originally, where did you grow up, like your early growing up, like were you in Africa or in Europe?
So I'm originally German. And my first touch point with Africa was in 2010. That's when I first moved to Africa. That was, 2005. You know, I'm that old already. 2005, I moved to South Africa.
Okay.
So I started my journey there. Ever since, I would say I have never left Africa, or some people say Africa has never left me.
That's a good way. So you left from Germany, you went to South Africa, you found yourself in Kenya.
Mm-hmm.
Now in Kenya, AMENA Africa is a different African country. Why Africa? Why the African continent? There other different continents that you could do what you are doing and doing a great job there as well. Why Africa?
Yeah, I believe there isn't a better place to be than on the African continent right now. And I think 2005, I started to realize, get a glimpse of what's possible. When I started my journey, I was more, let's say, living in the semi-urban areas, understanding sort of, you know, the challenges people are facing. I moved very quickly into microfinance projects. At that time, I was quite young, so, you know, come with a lot of ambition. And you want to do things. You look at the world differently, right? And I was very privileged, I think, to have had the experience. I think that really sharpens, one, my focus, but also what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I think throughout that journey, I realized, well, let's say, the more I focus on Africa, the less options I have to get out.
Do you think you are in Africa to provide a service or to make money?
It's both, I would say, definitely. I mean, I don't think we have to be ashamed to say we're here to make money, 100%. But I think it's, you know, the reason why we do MEN Africa, or the reason why I'm here, is I believe in development, and especially economic development.
Yes.
And I think we have too little of that happening on the mainstream base on the continent. Yes. Yet opportunities are everywhere, right?
Yes.
And I think coming as a young chap, being exposed and also understanding different parts of the world, mm-hmm. You walk around the roads in the cities and you see there's literally gold lying everywhere, but do you know how to pick that up? I think that's where what fascinates me. And I think if anywhere, here it's where it can get done, right? And you struggle elsewhere, especially mm-hmm. where I'm from.
In Geminis. So you want to say, when I look at the world today, I see just a few days, I think maybe today in the morning, I saw a story how people are leaving from West Africa and in trying to go to Europe, and they found themselves in Rwanda. So Rwanda, they're now in Rwanda, like in the camp where they are trying to migrate to like Europe. So we see situations of many young people across the continent trying and struggling to go to Europe, right? To go to Germany, to go to Italy, to go to different parts of Europe, because they think that's where they're going to go to make their life. But this is you. You were born in Germany, and you are now in Africa providing many different services and making a good amount of money in Africa. What will you say to those young people?
That's a very, very good one. I think I would call myself a migrant myself. I migrated to the continent. Certainly, I think I'm not in a position to sort of judge who, you know, goes on the route to move to Europe. But I think what I can tell people is, and you see that a lot, when people move, especially to the European sides, it's not as easy and not as glorious as people might think it is. It might create greater opportunity for you right now, or from, let's say, which situation you came from, but are you able to capture the opportunity when you're there? And that's where I think we are very fortunate here, because when there's an opportunity here and you have the ability to see it, you can turn around much faster than you could do that in countries like Germany, right? I strongly believe I would not be where I am now if I would have stayed in Germany.
Oh, that's quite interesting. He didn't tell, there's one thing that I saw on your status some time ago, and I was like, if I happen to sit down with you, I'm definitely going to have you share that story. You mentioned that you applied for jobs for some of the big companies, and you got rejected a number of times. Mm-hmm. At some point, they became your clients. Tell us about that story.
Yeah, it's just an interesting one. It's you know when you grow up in Europe, people tell you get an education, go for a traineeship, go to study, work hard, and you become someone. That's still true. But I think there's more to the story. I think I experienced it probably the hard way, because I don't have a straight CV. I'm not that A student coming out of law school, becoming popular because I do certain things very, very well. For me, it was always about exploring and understanding why. Especially, I think the experience also coming to South Africa at that time, and then after I moved to Zimbabwe, Zambia, etc., I was always very keen to understand the local context as much as I can. And as much as I've been here now almost 20 years, I still think I'm still scratching the surface, but maybe a little bit deeper. Mm-hmm. But you know, there's certain things I still do not understand. But that being said, I think I have a lot of awareness of what it means. Right. And especially what we do now, working with companies who want to access the continent, mm-hmm. just like me 20 years ago, they have no idea about the dynamics of markets, of behaviors, of culture. And, you know, we find a lot of, and that's where we actually saw the gap back then in the market, mm-hmm. is to help those firms see what they would not see without external support. Right, because you see it, like little brands come here, they say we've made it everywhere, mm-hmm. but not here yet.
Yes, that's true.
And I've sat in a lot of boardrooms where people then say, well, yeah,